Welcome to Rockstar Duets Week. This week people were paired up and they had to sing with a partner. There were some issues and Traviata ended up dropping, so Dylan had to submit solo, which was really too bad, but it worked out. So yeah, and the first pair tonight is Dizzy and Bryson. Woo! I couldn't tell if you were there or not.
Yeah, I cut out for like a second.
I was like, oh no.
Why?
Do you want to, you can start.
Uh, I was, like, super excited for you guys as a duet, because, like, you two just, like, fit together really well in my head, and my head was, like, right, apparently, because, like, this is, like, awesome, and, like, you guys both, your voices blended really well together. I loved, like, all of the, like, screamo parts that you guys did together, and, like, you guys, like, split it up really well, because I'm assuming, like, Dizzy was the lower, more raspy one, and that was really good, and Bryson was the one singing, like, the choruses and stuff, and that was just, like, really good. I don't really have anything bad to say about it. You guys did an awesome job.
Yeah, it was, like, it was really good. I thought your mixing was really cool, too, because you had, like, a couple of moments when, like, you had, like, this kind of, like, effect on one of you guys, I think it was, and it sounded really cool.
Yeah.
Your harmonies were super awesome. There's a part, like, towards the end, like, where Dizzy sounded, like, a tiny bit strainy, and Bryson may have sounded a little bit strainy, too, but, like, I think Dizzy was, like, a tiny bit louder than Bryson, so I heard Dizzy more. But overall, I thought you guys mixed really, like, as a pair, you mixed really, really well together, and I was really pleased, and I thought, you guys are, like, really legit at the screaming stuff.
Yeah!
Like, you sound like, you, like, sound, like, super legit. Like, you actually sound like...
You're pros screamers.
Yeah, it was, like, really good. I was, like, super impressed. I was like, this is really good. And I, like, really enjoyed this song, and I, like...
Yeah, this song is awesome.
I don't actually, like... I don't know, normally, like, I don't really listen to Killswitch Engage. Like, I have a couple of their CDs, but it's not my, like, favorite thing that I have. And, like, I was, like, super into it. I was like, this is really good, so.
I've never heard them before. I, like, want to investigate this band now. This is the type of music they do.
It is, yeah. It's, like, this very, like, yeah, it's really good. And now I'm, like, wanting to listen again.
And, like, Dizzy, like, you picked up your game, like, because last week you weren't that hot, and you were, like, epic this week, so, yay.
Yeah, it was great. I thought you guys both did a really good job, so.
Same.
Yeah, good job.
Dun.
Up next, we have Gildragon and Cookies.
Much love. Cause I'm broken when I'm open, and I don't feel like I am strong enough. Cause I'm broken when I'm lonesome, and I don't feel right when you're gone away. I'm broken when I'm lonesome. I don't feel right when you're gone away. You've gone away. You don't feel me anymore.
Gill Dragon and Cookies.
Oh, yeah.
What did you... Or, I guess you went first on the last one, so I guess I should go first. I think we should switch off. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm not really sure how I feel about this one. Gill Dragon, I thought this was a step back for you emotionally. I thought you kind of sounded, like, blah emotionally. Dun, dun, dun. And energy-wise on this, like, it wasn't very, like, I don't know, it wasn't super great. Cookies, I thought you were being, like, overly whiny. I kind of liked the emotion you had. I thought you had, like, good, like, an intense thing going on, which I liked. But, like, the very first time you came in, you were a little, like, wonky. Like, I don't know what... You were singing, and it sounded really off.
It was, yeah, it was off.
And it sounded strainy for parts of it, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was very strange to me. I don't really know how I feel about it. Like, I don't know. I feel like you guys fit well as a pair. Like, I liked your chemistry that you had. So that was nice. I like that the two duets we've heard so far have fit, because they didn't really fit so great on Lone Star.
We've gotten better at pairing people.
Apparently.
Yay.
So, I don't know.
So you can
go now, Doc, sorry.
I actually liked Gale Dragon's emotion on this. I think it fit the song well.
I thought he just sounded kind of like moany, like kind of like, I mean, like, I know that's kind of what the original song sounds
like. I was gonna say, yeah, it's kind of like the song,
but I guess, like, I guess he just didn't really have anything there for, I don't know, I wasn't feeling it, but that's personal opinion, so anyway, keep going. I'm sorry, I shouldn't cut you off.
I think that like Gill Dragon, you sounded really good on the song, like, vocally. At the end, you kind of went off on, like, the last, like, couple of, like, probably like the last two or three, no, probably like the last chorus. But, like, I don't think this was, like, a great choice for you, Cookies. Like, I think singing the singer is, like, kind of a risk for you, since she has such an, like, her range is kind of high and stuff, and, like, it sounded like you were reaching for the higher notes in, like, the chorus and stuff, and that's why you were going off pitch. And there were a couple of kind of mini shouty parts in there. But yeah, your emotion in this was good. And yeah, that's about it. You guys did well.
Hmm.
Oh, and I wrote, Gill Dragon, So, yeah. You sounded sexy on this song.
Yeah, okay. Done.
Done.
Up next is Turtles and Jeffers.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night.
There's a place on the corner of Cherry Street.
We would walk on the beach in our bare feet.
We were both 18 and it felt so right.
Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night. If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever. Let your wings crash down on me and take me away, yeah, yeah.
There's a piece of field that's here with me. It's everywhere I go, it's everything I see. When I sleep, I dream and it gets me by. I can make believe that you're here tonight. That you're here tonight.
If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever. I know somewhere, somehow, we'll be together. Let the waves crash down on me and take me away, yeah.
I remember the look in your eyes when I told you that this was goodbye. You were begging me not tonight, not here, not now.
We're looking up at the same night sky and keep pretending the sun will not rise. We'll be together for one more night, somewhere, somehow.
If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever. I know somewhere, somehow, we'll be together. Let your waves crash down on me and take me away, yeah,
and Jeffers.
Yeah.
The two animals.
I love how you just, like, adopt whatever nickname anyone on the show gives you, Jeffers. Because, like, a while ago you were Velveteen Rabbit, and now you're Teddy. And it's just lol.
God, you're so personable.
Yeah.
It's your turn to go first, Falk.
Yay. This is giving me, like, more Radio Disney flashbacks. I think that's, like, all Jeffers is going to give me on this show is, like, oh, Radio Disney in, like, the 90s. Yay.
I love Yellow Card. Oh, my God.
I love this song, yeah. You guys are, like, awesome on this song. You're making it hard to, like, cut someone tonight because, like, Turtle, you sounded awesome with, like, all the energy, and you were on pitch, like, all the time, and then, like, your harmonies with Jeffers were awesome, and Jeffers had awesome energy. I think, like, the first verse when Jeffers was singing alone was, sounded kind of off to me, but then when you guys were singing together, it was, like, on the entire time, and you, like, both brought it, so, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, this was super epic, like, my first note was, OMG, Yellow Card! Woo! I said, Jeffers, so happy. Turtle, wee! So that meant that you were happy too, I guess. You guys sounded so awesome. Oh my god, your harmonies were so cool. I didn't notice that Jeffers was off at the beginning. I think maybe if I re-listened, I might hear it, but I didn't catch that. Maybe it was just like, I don't know, he was so happy and like,
yeah, they were like super into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I could just like picture you guys like if you guys were together, like dancing around being like, we're having so much fun while we sing this song. Like, that was just like what I pictured. Turtle, you were using your like newfound like belting abilities, and I was like super pleased. I was like, yes, I love it when she does that because she sounds so good. Like, oh my god, you're so good at belting. I'm like, oh, it's so good. You guys were so into it. The bridge, like the like we're looking up at the not here, not now, or whatever. That part, yeah. The timing was a tiny bit off.
Yeah, and like I think one of the choruses later on was a little off too, timing wise.
Yeah, but other than that, like there was literally like I don't have anything bad to say about that. Like I thought it was really good. The music seemed a little loud during the choruses, but I wonder if like if you had turned that down, it might have been too soft during the verses. So like, I totally understand. But anyway, I thought it was really good. So
me
I really
too. Have nothing else to say. Gush, gush, gush.
Gosh, 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 gosh. are you all set, Val?
I'm done.
Woo, done.